I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Wake Up Call. Gavin, Katie, and Ray.
Ask me what my wife is wearing today.
What is your...
I don't know!
Okay.
106.5 The End.
A couple weeks ago here on the Wake Up Call, we told you about a woman that was playing the violin while having brain surgery. She was awake and playing the violin while getting a tumor removed from her brain.
Oh my God.
Well, first of all, can you imagine just being awake for that?
No.
Smells alone seem like it would be too much. I'm sure they've got to give you a Valium or something, though, right?
Oh, but the smells are fine. I would be more worried about the vibration as they sawed your skull.
So that story happened a couple months ago. This story just happened. A 60-year-old woman from Italy stuffed olives while undergoing brain surgery. She stuffed 90 of the breaded and fried olives in a makeshift kitchen inside the operating room.
Makeshift kitchen? So it wasn't just a tray in front of her?
It might have been, but it's Italy. Like, food is, one of their delicacies over there. I'm sure that every operating room has a kitchen somehow.
Sure, of course.
Wow.
The reason they do this is they want to keep the patients engaged in a familiar activity to help protect brain functions such as speech and memory. The doctor even said, for her, we needed rapid hand movements. It allows us to monitor the patient while we work on their brain functions and calibrate their actions. This was 2.5 hours that they had to do this for while she was awake, and they sit her up like in like an upright position.
That's what I was going to ask. I was going to be like, how is she so good at stuffing olives? She doesn't even have to look. Does somebody hand her the cheese?
All of these surgeries, you're sitting up for it, and they wear like, it looks like a fun futuristic hat from Back to the Future 2, where it's just like a visor that comes around so that like blood doesn't drip down on your face and stuff like that. Like, it's terrifying to watch. Well, I don't know why I've watched some of these videos, but they're terrifying and fascinating at the same time. Could you imagine, though? Because I doubt that they just dumped those olives. She worked hard on those,
right?
So like, they probably went in, if she's like my Italian mother, they went into a Tupperware container, and then the Tupperware container got wrapped in tin foil, and then they were just put in the fridge. And one day her son's friend's gonna come over, and they're gonna walk into the kitchen, and he's just gonna be chewing on something, and they're gonna be like, are you eating my mom's brain olives? You probably shouldn't do that.
You don't think that she was like insisting that the nurses eat some of the thing I'm full, and she's saying, no, you're not. You need to eat.
She definitely was like, just take some before you go. Just take some.
By the way, Katie, to answer your question, our sources have confirmed that these were green olives stuffed with meat and coated in fried breadcrumbs.
Oh, wow, that sounds delicious. I would eat her brain olives.
I mean, I don't know if I could probably duplicate that. That haven't been in a surgical setting where brain matter might have splattered on one of them.
Oh my God! Don't ever say brain matter again to me. Right, that makes my stomach hurt.
So let's think about this. If we had to pick one thing that we had to do with our hands during a brain surgery, what would it be?
I would play video games, because I mean, it's something that you could do for hours and hours, and it's very distracting. I would need to be heavily distracted.
What video games, though? Like Disney Emoji Blitz?
No, because they tap you out on lives on something like that. I would say, oh yeah, I'll just play an app, and then I'd spend my five lives on Disney Emoji Blitz, and then realize I still have 2 hours and 15 minutes left to go, and I'd have a panic attack.
But what if you were like playing a violent video game and it reprogrammed your brain?
I mean, that's a risk that I'd rather take, because okay. I don't know what else. I mean, maybe play the recorder.
you could do that.
People
would love that.
I would crochet.
Oh, yeah, of course. That would probably be a really good one.
Yeah, I'd just make a brain blanket.
Yeah, of course.
Or a blanket.
God, he is on a roll today. What would yours be, Ray?
You know, I was thinking about this. I don't really have anything. Like, I don't play video games. I don't, like, crochet or anything. Like, I don't really have any sort of, like, hobby or habit that involves, you know, constantly using my hands. I mean, I press all the buttons here on the show all the time, and that takes some coordination, but you're not going to move, like, a whole radio studio into an operating room.
Okay, how about this?
It's hard to get it in next to the kitchen.
Sure. How about they set up a typewriter in front of you and you write your memoir?
Okay.
Oh, there you go. If they mess with the wrong part, it would just be like, when I graduated college, I immediately got a job at it would look like a cat walked across the keyboard.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.